Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. What an hour this is going to be. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. First of all, at the bottom of the hour in 30 minutes, we're going to continue our top 20 athletes of the past 20 years.
Wow.
Now, remember, we introduced it last week. It's the top 20 athletes of the century from 2000 to 2020, the best 20 athletes in any sport. So 12 sports are represented. It was picked by, was it 30 members of the, I think 30 staff members, Rob, right here at Fox Sports Radio, including myself and Rob, but we don't know the final order. So we are as excited as you guys are.
Dan Beyer, right? Our midday anchor.
Yep.
Dan Beyer came up with this and has done a great job on it. So I'm looking
forward
to it, Chris.
Job.
Yeah, definitely.
Rob G, what last week, so it was well, we'll get to that before we announce it, but we'll recap 16 through 20, which we did last week.
We know Bonds and Mariano were in that, right?
Well, I think it was Sidney Crosby at 20.
Yeah.
Was it Jimmy Johnson at 19?
I got the 20 through 16 if you want it. Number 20,
real quick.
Sidney Crosby. Number 19, Barry Bonds, was very controversial.
Yes.
18 was Jimmy Johnson. 17 was Mariano. And the one that got you guys hot and bothered, 16, was Steph Curry.
Steph and Bonds should have been higher.
Yes. They should be definitely higher than those guys.
I'm shocked you had Steph. I mean, lower, like, you know, a better ranking.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you gave Steph that love.
Well, I got to see where it is. I mean, I can't figure out who the other people are when I start to think about it. So I'm just saying.
True. Like, we want to see who the rest are. That's a good point. All right, but anyway, 11 through 15 coming your way at the bottom of the hour. And then after that, of course, it is what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday. And today is December 1st, which I can't believe it. Christmas 24 days from now.
You probably all done with your Christmas shopping.
How do you know? I went to the post office today with my packages. I'm done.
Are you really?
Yes.
Wow. I haven't even started.
No? All done.
No.
Yeah.
But that's good for you.
Yeah,
good
I like to, not that I could socialize. Normally during the holidays, to be honest, I like to get rid of it early. And then I'm able to go visit people and hang out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not in the stores and hustling and bustling. I'm not into all
when
that.
When it's packed and all that.
Yeah, right. I'm not into that.
Well, they're really cracking down out there in Cali, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they close the restaurants, even outdoor dining, right?
Rob G, is that where we are now? Because I stopped
in LA County, correct. You'd have to go outside of Los Angeles County.
Right.
So, you just cooking, Rob, or you can still order, obviously.
Yeah, you can pick up. Matter of fact, my nephew's coming to town, Alvin from New York, to check on his old uncle. Yeah, so just for two nights.
You better get it. When's he coming in?
Next week.
He's got tested and all that? He's getting tested and all that before?
He's going to come in because you just need to do some stuff and check on me. So just for a couple days. And then we'll eat in. You know what I mean? We'll have to order from a couple of restaurants, and we'll just eat at the house. That's all.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, look. I don't know what got into you today, but there's a lot of things under your craw. You know, first it was, Jim Harbaugh, and it was Giannis, and now it's Tony Romo. What did Tony Romo do to you?
He opened his mouth on Sunday during the CBS broadcast.
Wow.
Well, for those that don't know, Tony Romo was with Jim Nance again, I believe, right?
They're the number one team. Yeah.
Yeah. So Romo and Jim Nance called the Chiefs Buccaneers game, the Patrick Mahomes Tom Brady game on Sunday. And Romo obviously has gotten rave reviews for his broadcasting commentary and all that.
Don't forget the $17 million dollars a year he makes.
Yeah. More, that's a lot better than the rave reviews, right?
Wow.
But he we'll get into what he said about Tom Brady, and actually we're going to let you hear a little bit of it. Here he goes.
You can't watch this without seeing Brady's arm strength and power. People talk about it. He's throwing the ball as good as anybody over 38. Well, now I'm going to keep trying to take you through each one of these things. It's a go route, but Brady's throwing more balls under extreme pressure. You see this? Now you're going to say, oh, another deep ball that Brady didn't complete. And what happens is I see it and I'm like, wow, he's throwing some unbelievable balls under extreme pressure. They need to do more easy things. Motion, let Tom Brady see if it's man-to-man or zone. He's reading everything after the snap right now. They just line up and play too much.
Pressure again. Brady sideline pass. Breland on the coverage, Evans the target, and the Bucs will come off the field.
Well, and this one's going to be on Mike Evans. Tom Brady throws a bad ball, but if you watch Evans at the bottom of your screen,
he says it's
Brady's
a bad ball.
Coming back or not. And so he doesn't really know definitively when he's going to stop. See how he's slowly looking at him, Jim? And then Brady starts to throw, thinking he's going to keep running, and he stops. That timing between those two is either really good some games, and then just off there, and it makes one of the two look bad.
All right, Rob Parker.
Go!
Stop it, Tony Romo! You're driving me crazy with all this mashugana. You know what? The sweet talk on Tom Brady was so much, people got toothaches watching that game. That's how bad it was. And he sold out NFL America. For his friendship, maybe with Tom Brady, his respect, his admiration, but he sold out the viewing audience. He said, I don't care what you're watching on the screen. I'm going to tell you it's something different. I'm going to tell you it's everybody else's fault. Bruce Arians, all the receivers, the people selling popcorn in the stands, they're all to blame for what's going on with Tom Brady. It ain't Tom Brady. And I want you to know, for all you people who are always ripping on reporters and us guys who are journalists, real reporters who are trained, real broadcasters, that you can't always go to the athletes to get the real story. You know why? Because most of them are linked with conflicts of interest all over the place. They played for that organization. They know the guy personally. They share the same agent. They play at the same country club, whatever it is. So they don't always give you the real story. And this is a problem. This is what Howard Cosell, the great legendary sportscaster, Howard Cosell back in the 70s, who all worked with ex-athletes, and he coined a phrase, jockocracy. Yes. Jockocracy. That's what was going on in the broadcast booth. When all these jocks come up and they tell you not what's really happening, but what they want to follow through with the narrative. That's what this was. Like he got with Tom Brady and Tom aired out all his dirty laundry and he just came back and just recited like a canary. Whatever Tom told him was the issues, he just went out there. Forget about what we saw. He drove me crazy. And you know what, Chris? It wasn't just Rob Parker, the sports writer, the journalist. Ryan Clark, who's a former NFL player who was watching as well, couldn't believe his ears and said, you know what? Tongue in cheek, hey, all DBs, I'm going to do what Tony Romo just did for Tom Brady and all the quarterbacks. I'm going to make excuses up and down the field. And if you looked on social media, fans reacted. It wasn't just Brady haters. Most people started their tweets with, I'm a Brady fan and this is too much to take. That's how over the top it was, Chris. Yeah, I was watching the game, obviously. And obviously, I like both of these guys. Mahomes, you know, I love, and Brady, I like. But I gotta admit, I was like, my goodness, like, I mean, I wasn't like disturbed, you know what I'm saying, like upset no. about it, like you were, but I was like, man, like he really is, you know, in Brady's corner because, look, he made some good points, obviously. He made some legitimate points. I do think they need to do more play action, you know, run the ball so you can set up the play action. He pointed out how they kind of, you know, a lot of times there's not as much motion. You know, they just got Brady in the shotgun and nobody in the backfield. You know what they're doing. So he pointed out some good things, but it went overboard. And
it was over the top.
Yeah, it was definitely. And again, like you said, I don't know. Is he buddies with Brady?
You know what?
They probably talk before the game. You know, that's what you do. I did sideline reporting. We always met, you know, with players and the coach before the game. And they can kind of put stuff in your head, you know what I mean? And if you let it get there, it'll come out in the broadcast.
But
like
this
it did
was,
with
this,
Romo.
I'm not that worked up over an analyst, Chris, but this was just really, like, it was a big national game, right? It wasn't a national game, you know, a big game or whatever. And it just seemed to be really, the narrative was just one-sided in favor of Tom Brady. And it just came off. Because, like I said, I wasn't the only one outraged. I mean, I couldn't get over. When you see other analysts from other networks chime in, they didn't mention him by name.
Rod Woodson was on our show yesterday. He brought it up unsolicited. Remember?
Unsolicited, exactly. He said the same exact thing. He thought it was just over the top. So, and this is my other thing, Chris, and we talked about this before. Hey, fans are not dumb. You cannot sell people, Chris,
right,
on something. That's why, you know, like, you know, the team's website. Are you ever going to read a column, hey, that a coach should be fired on a team website? No. Or a player played poorly? No. Are you going to read a story in the Players' Tribune ripping a player, Chris, on the Players' Tribune? No.
Right.
All I'm saying is be careful where you get your information. And understand, and I know you don't want to believe this, but Chris and I, we've said it a million times. We're not perfect, and I'm talking about the media and the trained professionals.
Right.
But Chris, we're more objective. We don't have a horse in the race. We saw it. People pointed at Paul Pierce and his criticism of LeBron. Chris, They had a thing, right?
They
played
rivalry,
against each other,
right.
Rivalry.
Pierce did not like LeBron.
Right.
And that was no secret. Right.
And that's why when you hear his commentary, you go, wait, okay, you could be critical, but this is over the top, right?
Well, I
mentioned one other thing I want to say, and this is why Charles Barkley is one of the best, Chris, is that there are no sacred cows.
Right.
He ruined his friendship with Michael Jordan. He talked about it. Him and Mike aren't as close. He called Mike out as an executive that he wasn't good. And also, I've heard Charles Barkley on the air at halftime of an NBA game say, the NBA's unwatchable. There's only three or four teams worth watching. How many guys would say that covering a league?
Well, that's why. Look, Barkley's had beef with players, right?
Yes.
I mean, Draymond Green, Kobe. Remember Kobe went on the show and was like, you know, he had issues with Charles before he went on the show.
LeBron had issues with him.
Yeah, right. So, no, you're right about that. And you said it, Rob. Look, there's all this talk. Like, even there was talk. Some people thought LeBron was going to win MVP this year because of the narrative.
Right.
There's been talk. I can't remember. I'm not going to say the name, but I heard a commentator talking a month or so ago about, you know, in the NBA, the MVP often comes down to narrative. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Nobody had a better narrative than LeBron this year.
And he didn't come close to winning, right?
Right.
And didn't come close to winning.
Right. I mean, that was the sentimental pick. It was a great story. The old guy led the league in assists, all that. And reporters stayed true to what they thought was the objective truth. And so you're right, Rob. Now, there guys get biased here and there. But for the most part, the media is objective. And now some
more
people, Rob,
objective.
They look
I'm at, saying
they
more
may look
objective,
at us.
Right,
more objective. They may look at us. They may look at Stephen A., Skip Bayless, say, well, you guys, you root for teams or you pick guys, you like guys. Well, we also are in a different position at this point.
Right.
You know, we're not acting as journalists right now. Now, you write for Deadspin, but we're commentators at this point. Skip is a commentator. Stephen A. is a commentator. They're paid to give their opinions, as are we. And so that's the difference then. You know, when I was at ESPN and I went on SportsCenter, I was just giving objective news.
You were a reporter.
Right.
Right.
I wasn't reporting giving my opinion.
Right.
So you have to know the different roles. Right, right, right. Yeah, Romo was a little overboard. I mean, again, I wasn't as upset about it as you. And here's the thing, Rob. You can be balanced without, like, he didn't have to rip Brady. He clearly didn't want to rip him.
Right.
But you could be balanced. Like, you just didn't have to go overboard and rip everybody else or make excuses. You know, you could just point out, you know, people are criticizing Tom Brady. And, yeah, he hasn't been the GOAT this year. But this is happening. They're not doing this. You know what I mean? Like, you can explain stuff without going too far overboard and sounding like a fanboy.
Now, I know you said you didn't get too worked up, but I was so worked up. My panties were in such a bunch, I had to cut them off. That's how bad.
Oh, gosh.
Everything's
you with the TMI, man. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, it's some crazy stuff out there. And we know Martin Weiss is lucky he's not here right now. But look, there is talk already.
Oh, wow.
About stuff going on with Kyler Murray in the NFL, maybe figuring him out?
Wasn't it just a month ago we were had a parade?
We told you. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a question for you. Do you own or do you rent your home? Sure you do. You do one or the other. Everybody does. And fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance, which is a great thing because having a home is hard work. Rake the leaves, shovel the snow in the driveway.
What snow?
Fix the roof. L.A., what would we say? No rain, no snow. There's something. There got to be something there. Earthquakes, yes. Your house split in half because of the earthquake.
Don't say that. Don't put that in the universe. Look at him, this hater, Rob G. You hear this?
Go to GEICO.com. When your house splits, they'll fix it. Get a quote and see how much you can save. GEICO.com. It makes it easy. All right, Rob, as you know, this is a
Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox. Is the number when the time comes. You got about, what we got, Chris, 15, 20 minutes before we get there.
Yeah, but they need to call in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Start calling in and have your take ready and make it strong. All right, Rob, quickly, we got a couple minutes. There is a story in ESPN that came out today, and here's the title of it. You'll get a kick out of this. Have NFL teams cracked the code on Kyler Murray?
What?
Yes, already. Now, the Cardinals, of course, have gone 1-3 in their last four games. Remember, it'd be 0-4 if it weren't for the Hail Mary.
The
Hail Murray.
Think about that, though, how close they were to they'd be on a four-game losing streak.
Yep, yep. Now, you know, and I said I would take Kyler Murray, you know, going forward.
Right.
I would take Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson, and I still believe that because he throws it better. I think, Rob, now, one, obviously, you got to be careful with young quarterbacks. They can have a nice run, right? But that doesn't mean they're going to be Dan Marino.
No.
All right, you got to give it some time, even with Jackson, who was as good as it gets last year, MVP, right? But, you know, we got to give it some time to see if he can continue to do it. Mahomes is a different animal, obviously, but most of them, you still got to give it time. But I'm going to say this too, Rob. And we've seen some great running quarterbacks lately. And Murray's not a running quarterback, but he's a great runner at quarterback. Jackson obviously is a running quarterback. Cam, I don't know if you'd say he was a running quarterback, but, you know, he obviously was a great runner. Kind of like Murray, although different style. Rob, I think it's hard, man. I always thought the challenge for running quarterbacks was, you know, just staying upright. Because, you know, can you take that many hits without getting hurt? But I think really it is probably more the longevity as far as, you know, your style of play. Because it's just easier to, for teams to figure out than a great passer. You know, and it's a reason we haven't really seen a guy just be all world primarily or even largely as a runner, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of what we're seeing with Kyler.
Yeah, it's just interesting that it could flip that quickly, though. You know, at one point, even
we
brought up Martin White, quickly. People talking about, oh, he's going to be an MVP. He's going to be like Mahomes. He's going to be like Lamar, you know, his second year as a starter. He's going to be the MVP because of the previous two it happened to, right? The previous.
Right.
So
I so wish he had taken that bet.
Well, I knew he wouldn't because he was talking bigger than he really. Because as soon as he got pressed on the bet, he thought he was in Las Vegas, and we had to give him Vegas odds. Oh yeah, well make it 15 pair of Jordans to one, and then I'll take the bet. You know, like something crazy.
Right.
Dude, that was a hell of a bet, but he wasn't serious about it, and he was afraid. And now you know why, Chris. This is why.
Right. And you're right. Like there were moments here and there where Murray was, he never was the front runner, never was even second.
No, but at least you were
the periphery of it. Yeah. Now there's no way. I mean, I don't know what he could do. I mean, unless all the other front runners just completely fell off and Chris, he was tremendous. Yeah, that's what it would take. And I don't even know if that would get it done.
You know what? I'll tell you this, where he is and how many games left and what's going on. They were probably, and say he was the last quarterback standing.
Right.
They might give it to Henry or.
Oh, yeah, Derrick Henry. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, like, it would probably go to a running back.
He should actually be in the running.
But you know what I mean? Like, that. Yeah, like I think that's what would happen. He wouldn't win it by default.
Right. All right, we do it every Tuesday at this time. We've got part two of the top 20 athletes of the last 20 years coming up. That's picks 15 through 11. That's coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. All right, we're going to do the top 20 athletes of the century. Now we continue. Number 15.
Countdown.
20.
Countdown.
Our top 20 in 20. The 20 top athletes in the past 20 years. And last week, we started the countdown. Number 20, Sidney Crosby. Number 19, Barry Bonds. Number 18, Jimmy Johnson. Number 17, Mariano Rivera. And number 16, Steph Curry. And now, number 15, Shaquille O'Neal.
Bryant to Shaq!
Shaq won the first of three straight NBA titles with the Lakers in 2000 when he led the league in scoring and was named the league's MVP. During the three-peat, Diesel was NBA Finals MVP all three seasons. Then in 2006, O'Neal added another title to his resume playing for the Miami Heat. The change of scenery didn't end his dominance as Shaq was a first-team All-NBA selection from 2000 through 2006.
Interesting, Rob. I can live with that. I mean, like you said earlier, we want to see who's ahead of him.
Right.
But I can live with that. And remember, you saw the criteria, as did I. Some of it, too, was off-the-court impact, right? Like your cultural impact. And obviously Shaq is a huge cultural figure, which would be an argument maybe for him to be even lower on the list. But I can live with that, 15, although maybe something kind of tells me maybe should be a little bit lower.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. And again, you do have to see the rest, but he did make a mark. Obviously, you do something special. We always talk about a three in a row, so there it is.
Yeah, that's why I think even though Steph changed the game, I think you'd have to put Shaq ahead of him. I don't remember where. I don't have my list in front of me.
And Shaq also is the author of the 3-1 choke, so I think that's why.
Actually, the author of that was LeBron James.
No, it wasn't.
The 3-1 comeback.
The 3-1 choke.
That's what it's called. All right, number 14.
Countdown.
14.
Countdown.
Number 14. Number 14, Simone Biles.
Without question, Olympic gold medalist in the all-around, Simone Biles.
Considered by most to be the greatest gymnast of all time, Biles has the hardware to back it up. No one has won more than she has. Most world medals with 25, five all-around world titles, and unbeaten since 2013. It was in the 2016 Summer Games that Biles dominated as the then 19-year-old became the first American woman to win four gold medals in one Olympics, doing so in the all-around, floor exercise, vault, and team event.
Rob, I'm going to be honest here. I think she's too high, meaning she should be lower. Like, I think lower than 14. Like, you know, the language is weird here.
She should be higher to the list.
I had her in my top 10 because she's a GOAT. Like, that's
she
one
did
thing
something
I looked
nobody
at.
Had ever done, right?
Yeah,
right.
She's the best gymnast ever. And there are a few people in this century that we can say they are the GOAT of their sport. And she is one of the handful. So I use that as criteria. If you were a GOAT, and, you know, people, they're not as into gymnastics. We only see her once every 4 years for the most part, all that. But she is the GOAT. I mean, that says a lot. So I actually think she should have been ranked a little higher for that, you know.
I'm cool with that because, and I get where she is, Chris, but when you talk about the sports in this country, gymnastics just isn't as high. I mean, that's just a fact. It's nothing against her. There are other sports, other guys, when you're talking about Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, and do you know what I mean? Like, the other people who have to already fit in, there's no way she could be higher.
All right. You heard that's Rob it. Parker. He's wrong, but you heard him. All right, number 13.
Countdown.
13.
Countdown.
Number 13. Number 13, Tim Duncan.
Manu finds Duncan cutting inside for a slam dunk.
Duncan won his first NBA title in 1999, but the best was yet to come when the calendar hit 2000. Duncan would go on to win four more titles in his NBA career, claiming NBA Finals MVP awards in two of those series. The Big Fundamental won back-to-back NBA MVP awards in 2002 and 2003, made 12 straight All-Star Game appearances from 2000 to 2011. During the last 20 years, Duncan was named to eight All-NBA First Teams and seven All-Defensive NBA First Teams. Some consider him to be the best power forward in NBA history.
Well, he's certainly the best power forward in NBA history. You know, some would argue that's because he's a center, you know, but he's clearly the best power forward. That's always what he was listed as. I think I had Shaq ahead of him, though, because, Rob, remember, the criteria was cultural impact off the court. We can argue who was better. I mean, as many people as will argue Duncan will argue Shaq as well. But I think, and Shaq's height was higher. Duncan obviously had a longer run than Shaq, but Shaq's height was higher than Duncan's, his climax, you know, with the three straight. And then Duncan never even repeated.
I think he should
be in the top 20.
But I think you got to give Duncan a little more credit in that, Chris, he's that Ray Allen shot away from being 6-0 like Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
and
I know that was
it didn't happen. I know, but 5-1 is pretty damn impressive. And you call Ray Allen's shot the greatest shot one of the greatest shots, if not the greatest, in NBA history.
One of the
That's
top
what it took,
two, for sure.
Right, for him to lose. So I get why. I'm with you without the, you know, repeating or three-peat or anything
cultural
like that.
Impact,
but six
right.
championships in his career, I mean, five out of six, is pretty damn impressive.
Nah, he's tremendous. He had a great run. All right, number 12.
Countdown.
12.
Countdown.
Number 12. Number 12, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Vasquez letting it go. Ronaldo, hat trick.
Ronaldo is a five-time winner of the Ballon d'Or, given annually to the best soccer player in the world. Ronaldo won a combined five Champions League crowns in his career and holds the records for the most goals and assists in Champions League history. He is also a four-time winner of the Golden Shoe, given to Europe's top goal scorer. His social media pages are a testament to his popularity, as the soccer star has 242 million Instagram followers, the most of anyone in the world.
Yeah, I had him higher too, Rob. I mean, you heard it. Remember, a lot of it was off the field achievements. He's arguably, I don't even know if it's arguable, right? The most popular athlete in the world, viewed as the best. He's the soccer GOAT, right? I mean, it was Pele, I guess, but now they say it's Ronaldo, Messi, you know, but I had Ronaldo a little bit higher.
Once again, he suffers from soccer may be great and big all over the world, but still in the United States, it's not. And that's why he's not higher. If we did this, if we were doing this on Fox Sports Radio in Mexico City, it would be a totally different scenario.
Listen to you. What a killjoy.
I'm just saying.
You just dissing?
Wow.
You just dissing. What is the term they used for Trump when it was what's the term Biden? They use? No, but the term was anyway. I'll get to it.
Okay.
Like, xenophobic, was that it? Oh. Xenophobic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're dissing everything that's not American. But anyway, let's get to number 11.
Countdown.
11.
Countdown.
Number 11. Number 11. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's fifth touchdown of this game.
Manning is the only player in league history to win the AP NFL MVP award 5 times. He was named an All-Pro first-team quarterback 7 times in his career and received second-team honors on 3 other occasions. Manning set an NFL record with 5,477 passing yards in 2013. And in that same season, also broke the NFL record for most touchdowns in a season with 55. The first overall pick of the Colts in 1998 led the franchise to 2 Super Bowl appearances, including a title in Super Bowl 41, following neck surgery, which cost him the entire 2011 season. Manning spent the next 4 seasons with the Broncos, going to 2 more Super Bowls, including a win in Super Bowl 50, in what would be the final game of his career.
Interesting, probably a tad high, but, you know, I'll give Peyton this. We know he only won the 2 Super Bowls, but he changed the game. Like, I talked about Steph. Like, you didn't see obviously, you had audibles before Manning, but you didn't see guys essentially calling games at the line of scrimmage before Peyton Manning, and that's kind of what he brought to the game. He changed it. At least forever, I think. So,
and don't forget, Chris, he also is the first quarterback to win 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams. I know he was a shell of himself at the end, but he does have that distinction.
Right, and he was great that first – was it the first year in Denver? The first 2, really.
I think it was
the first year he was tremendous. Yeah, yeah, so that's it. All right, so we had, 15? Round them up real quickly, Rob G. I like that.
It was Shaq.
Strong.
You guys that disagreed on Simone Biles, Tim Duncan, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Peyton Manning.
All right.
Top 10.
I'm excited,
next week.
Rob. The top 10, yes, is next. All right. What else is next?
All right,
Trash Talking Tuesday. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, about to wrap up a Trash Talking Tuesday. You're dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you got battery trouble, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's number one, America's number one battery solution. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Here's Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's do it really quickly. All right, Hector. In Chicago, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing my Chicago Bears.
Do it. All right, go ahead.
Well, if it isn't Rob, lock up your daughters, Parker and Chris. Check out the ice on my wrist, Broussard. So much to trash, so little time. Matthew Bartholomew Nagy. You jive turkey. You fish-eye fool. You big dummy. The Chicago Bears O-line can't block a phone call. Chris Farley is rolling over in his grave. Dennis Green is resting comfortably in his grave. Virginia McCaskey is behind Hallis Hall with her sleeves rolled up, digging your grave, Matthew. Matt Nagy's mama got a glass eye with a fish in it. Somebody get Dick Wolf on the line. He needs to write up a Law and Order SVU episode to detail how deep our O-line keeps getting penetrated. I'm done. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Nice. The crowd
really nice. All nice. Right.
That's a flamethrower like right there from Chicago. Chuck in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Chuck?
Well, sorry to say, I'm going to trash Rob Parker and Chris Bouchard.
Do it. Let's go.
It just seems like every night all I hear, and I love the show, every night all I hear is every sentence, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, I got a new pair of Nikes. You know what I mean? Yeah, we know what you mean. You got a new pair of Nikes. Every sentence.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate
right,
that.
You
know what I mean?
Weird.
It's a crutch. You know what? And he listens to the show, Chris. We got to take it out of our vocabulary. Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports
Radio. I
don't
think I've ever uttered, you know what I mean. Nah.
Tony, I think
hey,
I
what's up? What's
who
up,
you trashing?
Fellas? What up?
Hey, listen. There was two things that almost ruined my weekend, dude. Saturday night, that robbery that Mike Tyson and Roy Jones put on was ridiculous. All you saw was back fat, taco meat, and love handles. The only thing I would pay Mike Tyson and Roy Jones to do is to compete in a spelling bee, but Magic Johnson would have to moderate it. Then on Sunday, Tom Brady, once again in a big game, forgot to take his Roman pills. Come on now, somebody get a man a blue pill. Can somebody please tell Tom Brady, stop taking cold showers before big games. When Mahomes pulled down Brady's pants, the man in the stands that sells the peanuts, I heard him yell, get your free Vienna sausages. Get your free Vienna sausages.
Wow.
Oh, Tony. That's Tony for you. I'm surprised you didn't call out Nate
Max?
Robinson. Yeah, quickly, Max.
Max.
Quickly.
Max, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you
What's
trashing,
up,
Max?
What's up? I'm here to trash the blind witnesses. Since all we care about is stats these days, let's go over some. Jordan went out and earned his rings. He didn't have a guy leading his team in every stat line minus assists. He had an all-star MVP, NBA MVP, finals MVP. The guy led the league in scoring. The guy made first-team all-defense. And 1996 was the beginning of another three-peat, the best record in NBA history, all achieved in his 30s. So all you blind witnesses, Goatman, Jumpman, take that for data.
Mm. I like that, especially
Doom
that ending. That was
Doom
nice.
Bada. Our pockets are getting fatter. Is that it? Doom
look at Rod. You got skills?
What? Come on,
you
man.
You got skills?
Take that for data.
There you go. Take that. Oh. Doom Bada.
It was good. Some guys came well. Strong.
Yes, very nice.
The
good
first
job.
Guy. Who was that? Eric from Chicago? Was that who that was?
Hector. Hector in Chicago,
Hector,
man. He was good.
And I think that was his first time. Was that his first time?
I don't remember. He might have been on one other time, maybe. But
he was good.
Not that often.
Yeah,
very good job, Hector.
He did well. He did well. But, really good show, Rob. And I tell you what, these top 20 athletes, it's got me intrigued. I'm really excited about that top 10.
We'll see how the way it plays out in the top 10 and the next five when we do it. So it's been good to kind of get to. And, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk more tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday or Worship Wednesday?
And we got you going to be watching the Steelers-Ravens, RG3. That's going to be
fun.
Yeah,
the last time I watched RG3, it didn't work out good for me, but maybe I'll watch it.
Like, what? Is that true?
I'm just kidding.
Everything's not funny.
That's, you know me.
All
I'm
right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, leave 5 stars, leave a comment, and we'll see you tomorrow.